other side of the glass. The fine print of the Vyvanse prescription reads perilous, incapable, troubled, 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 basket case, better kept, boxed in. They warn you about the nausea and sensory overload, but never the grief, never the cold sweat of your forehead against the window of a world that never welcomes you in. They call it hyperactive, this learning to run in circles between the walls of the stomach and the skull, tired out, still going, overstimulated, burnt out. They bring you water, but never ointment for the wounds, never enough time to heal before the flames get hungry for you again. They call it obsessive interest, this contortionist act of your tongue, twisting and tucking in the appeal of escape, this biting down until you taste iron of bars that never bend to fit your shape. They call it low self-esteem, this pulling out your hair, this shame you never stand up straight, this never having the answer for your three proudest moments or three most positive traits. They call it genetic, which explains your father's letters from the Boulder County Jail, as he told you there's no choice but to eat what they give you, say thank you, say you're fine. They call it difficulty with communication, this refusing to speak to people who look at you as if through glass, part their clenched jaws just enough to offer small remarks, and then go home to their dinner tables, call you strange or rude, call it all too bad. What a shame, they say. I never would have thought.